I used to really hate the sound of my own voice. Mm-hmm. I was going to say,
well, we can just keep talking about that. It can just come right on out.
Yeah, we're good. It's a natural introduction, Andy.
It is.
Anyway, I am very fond of the sound of my voice after many years of having to listen to it.
I
hate mine.
I sometimes think I sound like a child, but like my voice is much, I think it's just normal. Like you hear your voice in your head and it like resonates through your body, so it sounds deeper. And then I hear myself and I'm like, I sound like I'm a kid. Hi, Brian.
Is it Brian?
We're not recording yet.
We're
recording?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's blue.
I've been trying to tell you guys.
Well, you were just like making the hand gesture.
I was trying to make hand gestures, and I didn't want to say, just like, shut up.
Just like sign language the word
live. It's a good way to come in. It's like, we just hate our voices. I mean, if you guys hate our voices, I apologize.
I don't think they do. I don't think they would listen either.
Oh, okay, that's good to know.
Well, most of the people listen to it via audio, so that's... Not visual.
Yeah. I mean, I am amazing to look at.
Speaking of, we don't have any like of the latest videos on the YouTubes. Okay. No judgment.
Andy's working on it.
I just noticed.
You're not judging. I'm judging.
There's a couple I messed up, and I had to try to fix them as best I can.
Andy broke the things. He tried to fix the things. That's why you can't see us on YouTube. Welcome to Lost Aspect.
Episode 9?
Is it episode 9? We should have figured this out before we started again.
I'm really sure it's 9, because I'm pretty sure the last one was 8, because I kept trying to call it 6, and it was actually 7 the time before, and it was actually 8 last time, because I kept wanting to call it 6 again, even though it was 7 before that.
Episode 8.
Yeah.
Can't We've done 8 of logic. These.
Wait,
episode 9. I'm sorry.
Episode 9. We really need one of you to listen and be on the Twitch system every time to tell
us. Send us a message prior. Hey, you guys are recording today. Guess what? It's episode 10.
Oh, yeah. When we post on Facebook and say, you know, we're podcasting today, just say, remember, it's episode 9 or 10 or whatever episode it is.
Then they'll give us the wrong number.
Oh, yeah.
Just might hate us the wrong number. They're on episode 22 when it's really episode 14.
I believe them.
All right. So there's only 3 of us again. But I'm Casey, and I play Legion.
We didn't get a Twitch notification. I didn't. I'm Amanda. I play games.
I'm Jackie. I play Civ 6.
I never played any of those games.
Oh, you're so missing
out. Like, the closest I got was SimCity 2000.
Oh, that's nothing like it.
I was like 8.
The aliens in that were great. Destroying your city with aliens was great. But yeah, you're missing out. Don't start that set because you'll never get a life back.
Okay.
Speaking of games, my recommendation last week was Oxenfree, which I was like 2 hours into when I recommended it. And I beat it finally. So now I can actually really recommend it. You guys should play it.
Yeah.
And it's really easy, and it's really inexpensive, so you should play it. You guys don't have a PlayStation 4, though, do you?
No. Maybe this Christmas, because Black Friday is coming up.
Yeah. You probably get a normal, like a non-pro for...
Well, there's like the Uncharted one, I think, is like $2.99 or some shit like that.
That's not a good deal.
I don't know.
It's not. It was that price last year.
Yeah. You want if you can get a non-pro, they're probably going to be cutting price just because the pros came out. So okay. I highly recommend it.
Twitch always went out. Good to know.
Oh, yes. I still don't have it on my phone.
Well, your phone sucks.
Yep, that is true.
So, we always start out with announcements.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 75-point steamroller in Waukesha on the 10th of December.
December 3rd.
Or 3rd. I was skipping on to Who's the Boss on the 10th, because I missed that, because I work. Fun times.
I don't know of anything else coming up in December.
I can't think of anything.
There's nothing Christmas. Left in November.
Christmas,
yeah.
And my birthday. Send me care packages for my birthday.
So greedy, Casey.
Hey, I mean, the last one was just delicious.
Yeah.
You can send us pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving.
There we go.
Please don't.
I love pumpkin pie.
Oh, pumpkin pie is great, but don't send it in the mail.
Well,
they can have it delivered with someone local.
Oh, that's not bad.
You can do, like, the Blue Apron style. Like, they just send you a box with massive ice packs in it, and it just stays cold, no matter how far they ship it.
Well, it's not a matter of cold, it's a matter of squish.
Mm.
Though pumpkin pie squished up is pretty delicious, too.
I bet it's good in a milkshake.
Mm. Oh, ask Culver's. Go to Culver's and get one of their pumpkin shakes. Those are really
good. They're so good. They do it with salted caramel, too.
Mm-hmm. I had that one.
Highly recommend it.
That was good.
We're already on the recommendations. It's just going to be a really short podcast.
We recommend pumpkin spice salted caramel shakes from Culver's. Have a good day.
We are the whitest chicks ever.
Damn it. Someone posted something on Facebook. It was just like those stupid memes about the Red Bull tells you not to mix with alcohol. And what do we do with it? Make Jager bombs. And I was like, excuse you, I mix it with vodka because I am a white girl.
Okay, speaking of memes, I know we need to not get political, but those Joe Biden memes,
oh my God, are amazing. So,
I've been meaning to just post on our Facebook page, share your favorite Biden meme, and I was like, maybe it's a little too political.
No, I think we need to do it.
Yeah, so
we need to do it.
So we'll do that. Okay. We'll do it.
And after I need to tell you my favorite one so far. So Biden says, I'm going to challenge him to a duel.
Oh, the Shadow Realm.
The Yu-Gi-Oh one, yes.
Just when we thought Yu-Gi-Oh was dead.
I know. And he had they photoshopped the thing on it far perfectly. I just died. I was at work when I saw it, and it was so hard not to like. That is a good
one. I think my favorite one is the one I posted on Facebook where Obama's having Biden sign some paperwork, and Biden's just like, and then I sign this, and you and Michelle are my parents.
I think
Joe.
I think my favorite is Obama asking Joe why he changed all of the toiletries in the White House to travel sizes, because he has tiny hands.
Just want him to feel welcome.
Or the Cheetos in the bathroom.
I don't really have Cheetos in the bathroom.
Why did you leave Cheetos in the bathroom, Joe? So he could powder his nose.
Biden memes are the greatest thing to come out of 2016.
They are the greatest thing.
One of the only good things to come out of 2016.
I will argue that the Harambe memes are up there. I love the Harambe memes.
Well, there's one that even mixed the two.
Yes.
Joe voted for Harambe. Oh gosh.
So, I would exhume Harambe if I could do it all over again.
Harambe for president 2020. Yeah.
Hey, Ron Perlman is working on it already, so.
I would vote for Ron Perlman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. So
announcements.
Announcements. We already did announcements.
We did two. Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's all we know about.
Okay.
I mean, we do have the Adepticon coming up in God knows when. March, April?
March.
Yeah. Oh, we have a thing.
The ATC. You wouldn't say ATC again. February?
No.
Or is that March?
February is when our lists are due, I believe.
That's right.
Isn't it?
Or is it January that they're doing? February is the actual deadline.
I think it's...
I can't remember.
Sign up and lists are due in February at some time. So, like, okay. Sign up then lists all in the
yeah.
month.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I made a comment said, no, Joe, you can't tell Mike Pence your best advice is get
fucked.
Hoosier. Okay, I haven't heard that one before.
I've seen that one come up a few times. I'm trying to stay away from the politics, and all I want to do is make jokes.
Yeah. We can move on to War Machine.
Make War Machine jokes?
I don't know. I just meant to talk about War Machine, period.
There are plenty of war memes. Yes. Nothing else to talk about.
Oh.
Apparently there's a Harambe loved Christmas sweater.
That's so just depressing. The Twitch chat.
I need it. I almost wore my Christmas sweater today, and then I was like,
it's too soon.
Yeah, I would have yelled at you.
It's
you
not can't too soon.
It's always too soon.
It is never too soon to wear an ugly Christmas sweater.
Ugh. It's too soon.
You could not be more wrong.
I could not be more right. It's cold outside. It's a sweater.
I'm still debating on getting one of those elf dress sweater things at Boston store.
I want the Three Wise Men Velociraptor sweater.
Yeah.
Except it comes in little boy sizes.
Yeah. Like the extra large would maybe fit John.
I would lose weight for that. I would go full anorexic for that. The wise men.
Three wise men is velociraptors. Yeah. Like there's nothing greater in the
I'd
world.
Do that. It may be an extra large boy's size, but I will make it fit.
Oh man. I remember back in like middle school.
Middle school.
Okay. Middle school. I have gum, which I'm not used to talking with gum because I usually don't chew gum. And but anyway, in middle school, I remember going through my sister's clothes and stuff, or even in high school because she's 6 years older than me. And I shit you not, for like some of her clothes, large, extra large children's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just like, are you serious, Anne?
They have cute stuff, whatever.
No, no, because they were like too short because she had a longer torso than that.
So just wear the skirts. It's okay if they're too short.
Drove me nuts.
Just wear underwear.
Just wear underwear. Make sure they're clean. Too short. Jim says I'm wrong. Jim says I'm great, but I am so wrong. I don't think I can be friends with Jim anymore.
Aw. He's right, Beth said.
Yeah.
You're overruled here.
I'm going to wear ugly Christmas sweaters in the middle of summer now.
Ugh.
On days when it's not 80 degrees out.
I was just going to say, do it on a 100 degree day.
We did not get a snowpocalypse like we told we were going
no,
to.
No, it didn't snow. Like, it snowed some
of Miss, oh, yeah, Minnesota North did. And Minnesota, yeah, but we did not like get any.
Got to see those photos.
Yeah, I saw photos of the Twin Cities with like 12 inches of snow.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that, though. We had, I think, was it Danielle that took a picture of like the flurries that were on her car window?
Yes.
Yeah. That was about it, and mm-hmm. that's acceptable.
Yeah.
But it's cold. We've moved on to talking about the weather.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good job, Casey.
Thanks.
Did we even have a list of stuff we were going to talk about?
No, I think Danielle brings all the War Machine topics.
I mean, we still have that list online, but we do. I don't know if we've gone through all of it or not.
Haven't accessed it in a while.
I haven't looked at it, like, ever. I'm just going to talk about myself and how I actually put stuff together on Friday.
Oh, I have a new paint scheme, and I'm 100% dedicated on this one.
Okay, what is it?
It
Pop-up
is...
Pop-Up Girls?
No.
Sailor Moon?
No, well, everything is Sailor Moon forever. I have my Sailor Moon socks on today. I have Sailor Mars socks on.
Oh, those are kind of cute, actually.
Oh, speaking of, totally going to bounce back to the correct topic. The Sailor Moon R film will be showing sometime somewhere in theaters sometime soon. And
we are going together.
Casey and I are going.
Because sometime somewhere out there in the future, Sailor Moon R movie will be watching. Well, that was the best of the three, that's it. That was by far the best of the three.
Hi. Do you want to come talk about the Sailor Moon movie with us?
I haven't seen the Sailor Moon movie.
Sailor Moon R will be in theaters sometime soon. We don't know what theater or when because it's on their website somewhere and they haven't like put that stuff out there, but it's coming to American theaters.
Live action or anime?
The anime.
The anime. Oh,
okay. It's Sailor Moon R, by the way.
So, well, sure. I mean, R's the best.
I don't know.
You say that like you know.
No, Star.
You? I watched my fair share of
No, Stars was the best, but that one never came to the U.S.
Didn't have enough tuxedo mask.
There's never too much tuxedo mask.
He was dead the whole season. Bullshit. Spoilers.
He wasn't dead.
He was dead. He was dead the whole season.
He was in America.
He was dead.
Studying.
No, he was definitely dead. Are we loud? I'm sorry. People keep coming in here, and it makes me like, what's going on?
And Sailor Moon got to go full lesbian in that one. That was
no,
pretty sweet.
It wasn't full lesbian. He was kind of a dude sometimes.
A cross-dressing chick is still a chick.
Yeah, no,
and she knew
confident.
He was a chick.
I don't know. I think he was male sometimes, like Uranus.
You just said it like that.
Yep. That just happened.
Sailor Uranus was a guy until he was a Sailor Scout, and then she was a Sailor Scout.
No, she was definitely a chick the rest of the time. She just cross-dressed.
No.
She did not have a penis half the time, and then she magically transformed.
I believe that's how that works.
I don't know any of this because I haven't seen
any of them.
Her
penis magically inverted along
yes.
with her costume.
I believe that's how that works. You have to just binge watch Sailor Moon again with me, Casey. This will happen.
There.
Oh, Mom Andy is upset about the gum.
Sorry. There. There. It's on my water bottle.
I'm really moping
Maybe.
Now.
There we go.
My wedding band broke.
What?
Yeah.
What the fudge?
It's like happened just now.
How does that happen?
I don't have any idea. Well, that's sad.
Hmm. Gold normally doesn't do that.
No, it's not gold. It's silver.
Oh.
Gold can definitely do that because gold's a really soft
yes,
metal.
Gold's yeah. a very soft metal. Silver's not particularly hard either, that said.
It's wah, fixable.
Wah. Yeah, no, it's not fixable. It's kind of, I mean, it's in two pieces.
Yeah.
I can take the diamonds out and use it for something else, though, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever. I'll deal with it later.
So
I'm gonna keep playing with it though.
I am
you?
Gonna keep playing with it. Back to your paint scheme.
Oh yeah, so I settled on a black with a very pastel teal and lavender. And it sounds really, like, awkward in my, like, when I put it out in words. And I don't really have a good imagery to describe it. But, I don't know, like, my texts are that color. I can show you guys, like, these colors.
Those are very nice.
Yeah.
They look fine. Yeah, the beaten purple and then the... whatever that turquoise color is.
It's like a turquoisey teal.
Yeah.
But I'm going for more pastel than, like, vibrant.
Mm-hmm. So add some white to them, or do you already have, like, those perfect colors?
I don't have the perfect colors down. I have the black down, and the black is highlighted. It's pretty dark, but it's highlighted with a purple. So
black is the best color ever to paint with, because you don't actually have to paint it. You can just prime them.
Yeah. That's
true. Lazy painting tips.
Yep. And that's probably how it works with a lot of colors. So, like, Brian just painted up some Signar for one of our local players, and the blue, he just blew everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what John did with his airbrush.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm. But I'm excited for that paint scheme. That'll look nice, I think. I know, like myself too, I can't envision stuff. I used to. Not sure what the fuck happened, but I used to. And I remember working on, like, the NIDs and stuff. I had to do, like, three different color schemes to figure out which one I wanted, and same with the Legion. And
I think it's harder with War Machine to paint. And I know this sounds really weird, but, like, when I painted 40K, everything was so less detailed.
Yeah.
Like, I played Demons, and it was like, well, these what are the things called? The pink horrors. They're like, they're just pink. And if you want to paint them a different color, that's cool too. But it's all like the one color with some details. Or the little flamer guys, whose names I also don't remember. Like, those are just little fire guys. So you, like, pick your base color and then you just work up from there. And we played Malifaux for a while too. And you painted, like, one model at a time. And there was no, like, collective scheme. And so you could, like, oh, I know the pants should be this color and the shirt should be this color. But when I look at War Machine, I'm just like, there is so much here and so many details and so many different things. Yeah, that's what I said. Pink horrors and flamers. I think there's too much. There's too much detail to look at something and be like, yes, I have this perfect paint scheme in my head and I know where I'm going with it.
Yeah. Part of me has been debating on actually stripping my current models and doing something different.
It is such a massive pain in the ass to do, though. I know.
Mm-hmm. And I do have a lot of my army painted already, so.
It used to not be so bad when you can get, like, Dawn Power Dissolver. Because that, you could just get, like, a couple bottles of it and a big thing of Tupperware and just, like, drop a bunch of models in.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, come back a day later and the paint would literally just slip off of everything.
You can still do that with Simple Green.
But it doesn't work as well.
Not as well.
Well, the Purple Power is pretty good, too, but
Dawn, like, this Dawn Power Dissolver stuff was intended for grill cleaning, and it literally just, like, paint just was off of the models.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. And it also didn't, like, if you leave a model too long in Simple Green, it'll get all gross and
The color changes on the metals. And
yeah, but the plastics will, like,
the plastics will, like, melt.
Yeah. Yeah. But I have not had that problem with Purple Power, though, because I've left models in it for, like, a year. They came out just fine. It's not my fault I forgot about them.
I have an Old Rowdy and a Thunderhead in the glove box in the car that I need to strip. I bought those at War Machine Weekend.
Yeah.
And they are still in the glove box of the car.
Hey, when, like, the beginning of the summer when my family was visiting, I had to clean off our kitchen table because I had a shit ton of models on it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a hard time finding places for them all to go, so I put some of them in the bread box. They are still there. Yeah, you find places.
There are three War Machine players in our house. I've got two factions. Keith has got two factions. And then Marshall's got a faction. So we've got almost five full factions in total, and it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Break fluid is nice, but break fluid is very
smelly.
It's smelly, but, like, it's not just smelly. It's like it'll make you sick if you, like, aren't properly ventilated, and, like, you definitely want gloves with it. But yeah, it'll dissolve anything but metal models. Like, you don't want to use brake fluid. Like, I feel like brake fluid is last resort. And if you're going to use it, you may as well just use acetone with a metal model.
Cool.
Anyway, I put models together.
What did you put together?
I painstakingly put together my... What are they? They weren't the Rangers. They were the Striders. They had, like, the knives in both hands. Mm-hmm. The little rounded knives. Mm-hmm. I think those are Striders.
Striders are on that horseback, sounds right. Aren't they?
No.
Those are Raptors.
That's
those
Raptors.
Are Raptors, that's right.
So I put those together.
Oh, yeah, the Striders are the unit, right? The 10-man mm-hmm. unit? Okay.
They're the ones that look like the archers, but they have, like, the weird legs and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so I put those together.
Those are really good now.
The leader was a bitch, because it just wasn't fitting right, and I didn't have my cutting tool on me, so I just made it fucking work.
You take enough super glue on anything, it will fit.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I put together on Friday when someone wasn't there.
I stayed home to clean my kitchen.
Oh.
Because as we've discussed many times before, Brian is incapable of doing most things. And I work all day and I don't want to do anything when I'm done with work. So,
yeah,
kitchen was gross. It needed to be done. And then I binged watched almost the entirety of Scream, the television series, what is available on Netflix in like 3 days. It was bad.
I've been civilizing. I have a really good game going as Scythia right now in Civ 6, and I'm just about to take over Greece, so... We're still in the ancient era, so nobody cares about my warmonger penalty. Just yet. So that's what I'm doing.
I don't play games.
I haven't played a sim game in a really long time. You should play games, though. They're very good for you.
I've watched Netflix.
Yeah, I feel like...
Well, the key is you put on the Netflix on one monitor, and then on the other monitor you have your game.
Have desktop. He has desktop. Oh,
that seems like a problem.
You need a desktop.
You need
to fix that.
I don't like desktop games.
You can get yourself your laptop and then plug in a monitor.
Yeah, that works too. PC is the master race regardless. I'm sorry, but it's just true.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I'll just buy a PS4.
No.
I mean, then PC we can play Master games Race. Together.
Yeah. I kind of suck at the first-person shooter shit, but, you know.
Okay. I've been playing with a friend, and they Overwatch on PC, and it's free weekend, so we Overwatched last night, and that was very different for them. It's very... But you pick it up once you play enough of it. Mm-hmm. Like, it becomes...
It's like any other game. Yeah. Really. There's a learning mm-hmm. curve.
You'll do just fine.
Yeah.
And then you can play games with me, and John can be sad playing Mercy with all of his non-friends.
Oh, shit. What? I'm looking at my gum wishing it was in my mouth, but I can't. Because
Andy will
rules.
Nine min units of bone grinders.
I did see a good image from the Blizzard Facebook page. Somebody complaining that the free weekend means there's going to be all sorts of baddies on Overwatch this weekend. And mm-hmm. Blizzard says, and just remember, you're always matched with people of approximately your skill level.
That's a fallacy. That is oh my god. We played, so I am like level almost 90, like, mm-hmm. Which is not impressive by any means, because we have a friend who's like level 400 something.
Sure.
Like,
that's somebody who they're the hoarder of Overwatch.
I don't know what we call those people yet. We'll figure out a name for them. So they got the game and they started out off at level 1, and so it threw us in with people who were between like level 1 and 10. Mm. And I'm sitting over here like almost level 90, like just winning every game, because
they use a different system. It's not just by your level.
I question
there's pluses and minuses to the ELO system, like what League of Legends uses, but
I don't know. I think every game was a cakewalk. Yep, that was it was rough. It was really bad. I felt bad for everyone we played against. Jesus,
Joseph. It's a secret, obviously.
So, yeah. Do you have any War Machine things going on in your life?
Not
right
a
now?
Damn thing.
Yeah, I know. Super good War Machine topics today.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. We have Jackie with us, which yeah. means we can ask, are you on our team or on a Madison Scrub team?
Oh, yeah.
I'm on you guys' team.
Okay. All right. So we can be Team Lost Aspect, but that won't yes. be our actual name.
So we are no longer looking for someone who's willing to cross-dress and...
To be fair, if we need, like, a fill-in, yeah. we can still get someone to cross-dress for us.
Yes.
Mm. Cross-dressers are welcome.
Yes.
But it has to be, like, blatantly effeminate clothing. It can't mm-hmm. just be, like, Amanda wore jeans and a sweater today because she's a lady. It has to be, like, you've got skirt and tights and mm-hmm. possibly a low-cut blouse on. Doesn't need to button up, but that would be...
With fake boobs.
Oh, yes.
You can borrow one of my bras. We're sticking socks in them.
Oh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Bonus points if you use a corset. But yeah. I don't expect you to wear that all day.
I do. I demand it now.
Well, good to know. Good to know. Are we going to get new shirts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, Celeste knows a gal.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What?
Because Celeste knows a girl.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we should just always have new shirts. Like,
I don't know. I kind of like our last shirts.
That's fair. Then we have to be Red Flag Fleet again, and I still struggle to say that one out loud.
Oh, like, John Damaris' yeah. horror when he realized it was a period joke.
Oh, gosh.
It was great.
Well, it's better because it's like, it's definitely a period joke, but it's mm-hmm. also a historical reference.
It is.
It's very...
It is, but nobody knows that.
Well, maybe, if they're smart.
I kind of want, like, one of those jersey shirts.
Those would be cool.
Those would be nice.
Can we get a shirt with little pockets?
For our cigarettes that we don't smoke.
No, we can put
dice in them.
Yeah. Dice. There's a shirt I always see, like, pictures floating around on the internet, and it just has, like, just a plain t-shirt, and it has, in the pocket, a little picture of a cat with its, like, eyes peeping out, yep. and then he, like, folds it down, it over and it's sticking out its fingers. Off. Oh, it's so good. We should get shirts like that.
With a cuterus. You off. Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
I like that. It would be precious. That would be great.
I feel like we actually had topics to talk about and we've just forgotten them.
Did you guys find the document?
Or did you stop looking? I stopped looking for it. So actually, we can talk about... I started thinking about my faction review. Because mm-hmm. as I had talked about, I don't think Convergence is going to change enough to warrant me not doing the research now.
You mean the faction that hasn't changed since it came out isn't going to change again, Amanda?
Yeah, that's
please tell me more. Yeah.
So I
spoilers, Amanda. Spoilers.
I was like, okay. So I decided that I would be the one to go first. I've got a lot. Okay, here we go. Okay, completed topics and not so completed topics. I have it open, but I'll finish talking about this. So I was going to first and foremost start listening to other podcasts because I'm a terrible person and I don't give a fuck what anyone else is saying about War Machine.
Well, no, yeah. That's the best part about us is we're not hoarders.
Yes. So I started actually listening to Moot Point was the one I started listening to, and I got through about 3/4 of their first episode while I was working, but then I needed to like actually focus on work instead of trying to understand what two Swedish gentlemen were saying because I could not without like consciously listening. But then Brian suggested that I listen to, this is going to sound terrible for anyone listening, he suggested that I listen to the Combo Smite Convergence faction review, which I plan on listening to. However, he says that I will disagree with every single thing they say because none of them are Convergence players. And it's very typical for people to, like, armchair Convergence without having put the faction on the table and think X, Y, and Z is good when really it's not.
And then, that's not just the case with Convergence either. That's the case
with everything
you don't play. Yeah.
That's very fair. Then I just started, I pulled out all of my cards and I started looking at them and I was like, this is a bigger undertaking than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a whole page of notes on the general faction, and then I started looking at specific models. And I'm sitting in this position where I want to reach out to the Facebook page because I want to gauge what the people who are not good Convergence players are saying. But right now I'm sitting on this topic that's just going to bug me, and it's whether the corollary is an auto take.
I don't think it necessarily is.
And I feel differently. Like, right now, I'm sitting on it, and I'm just like, we are required. We're not required, but we have so many jack points.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to be taking jacks no matter what. So you're either in a position where you have a lot of jacks, and you need to support those jacks.
That's a fair point, I suppose.
Or you take the minimal necessary jacks, and your caster doesn't want to support those jacks. And that's kind of just this weird boat that I'm sitting in.
That's a fair point with the change in jack points, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, if you took two heavies, I mean, that's only two heavies to support. You take mm-hmm. the right caster, you know, Father Lucant can support those mm-hmm. without
Well, the without Father corollary. Lucant wants to take the corollary, though,
because he wants to be able to cast other stuff, too.
Shield guard.
Yeah, too.
He gives his battle group shield guard, so if you just sit the corollary there,
mm-hmm.
he's getting the bonus of the extra 2 inches on his control and just has a shield guard on his side the entire time. So mm-hmm. it's really... I think I'm going to probably have to look at it case by case, but I think my answer is going to be the corollary is an auto-include no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just the introduction of a faction review, and that's all I've really done. So
I don't know. There are some people that make the same argument for Squire, where it's basically mm-hmm. an auto-include, unless you have a very good reason for taking somebody like Silas. And that's I don't think Squire is necessarily an auto-include.
But I think when you've got the corollary is, well, it's a jack. So it's not quite the same, I guess.
Oh, is the corollary actually counted as a jack?
It is counted. I think it is an attachment. Okay, it's a jack attachment.
Okay, that's maybe a little bit different. So you can actually use some of your jack points for it, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's 6 points, so...
That's not bad.
I think it's 6 points.
I think Squire is 4, I'd like to say. 3 or 4.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's 4.
Pull out all the cards. Yeah. Also, just as our person whose name is something something Nick, I can't read from back here. I think the control range is so you get an extra 2 inches on your control
yeah,
range.
Yeah, and that's really the main reason for taking it. That the reroll's kind of nice. You know, the extra focus for 3 turns is kind of mm-hmm. nice, but... And that's really caster to caster as well. Some casters don't need the extra 2 inches of control.
Everyone needs an extra 2 inches.
Giggity.
So I guess we can let everyone know that the reason why we have nothing to talk about today is we're really excited. We were going to play a game.
Yeah.
And then Andy disappointed us.
Oh,
we're not playing a game
are we
today.
Not playing?
We're not playing the game today.
No. I don't even remember what the game was. It sounded great, though.
It did.
I watched a video. Highly recommend it, because it is... When I read it, I was like, is this something we do, like, physically with our bodies? Because I was concerned. And then I Googled it, and I was just like, that game looks amazing. I want to play it.
Jeremy doesn't even try anymore. It's non-Euclidean Nick is how I'd guess at it, but...
I see, like, letters. Is the problem. Like, so they start blending together in the middle. I'm just like, okay.
I'm a little bit closer than you are, so...
I also really need to see a doctor. Like, vision problems. I'm aging. I'm becoming elderly.
You can use my crutches when I'm done with them.
It's okay. I have a walker.
Oh, that's true.
For me at
that's
all.
True.
Poor Brian S. He's a walker in a wheelchair. Just, I feel so bad for him.
I can't imagine the stairs for him.
He uses his cane on those okay. because otherwise he would just it does not make sense.
Mm-hmm. You just do the butt scoot.
That's what I did when I had crutches.
Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty good at jumping myself, so I can just jump the stairs.
We found out, though, in super exciting news, his issue is not any of the things that they thought it was before. He has something called transient osteoporosis.
Oh, that's super easy.
Yeah.
That's way better than, what was it they had?
Avascular necrosis.
Avascular necrosis,
it's yeah. basically he has osteoporosis of the hip for roughly 6 to 12 months, and it should get better.
That's almost worse, because then there's nothing he can do about it.
Yep.
But
yeah. at the same time...
It's already been like 2 months.
It's been like 4.
No hip replacement's a thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been like 3-4, hoping for the shorter end of the 6 months instead of the 12. Yeah. But
is he like out of work and everything, or is he just...
He works... Well, he's going to start going into the office, but he... I mean, it's, I think he's on the upward because he's not as immobile as he was like last month, because I see him every day. But his doctor wants him either using the walker or using the wheelchair, and going into work isn't impossible.
No.
So,
yeah.
But.
And he gets to sit all day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well,
I mean, for the most part, unless he's got to like run back and forth to meetings, but
yeah.
he can also work from home when he needs to, and.
He can gimp back and forth to meetings.
Shuffle, yeah. whatever.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he's gonna be here tonight. He isn't. Well, I don't. Not that I don't think he isn't going to be on Crippled System tonight, because he didn't come with me. But he's just like,
are we eligible for a helper monkey?
I don't have the faintest idea.
I have no clue.
Like a service dog.
I think he's saying we're special, guys.
I mean, yeah, I don't think so. I've always thought it would be really cool to get a service dog for, like, whatever reason.
One of the bullshit reasons, like, I have anxiety unless my dog is here with me.
Yeah, that sounds great to me. Because then my landlord can't tell me, no, I can't have a dog. But I don't think a helper monkey is... Yeah, Brian is crippled, we can get a helper monkey. That sounds terrible. That sounds really bad.
Oh, God.
Now, is the helper monkey designed to be a helper, or is he designed to be a replacement?
Ouch.
That's, yeah, I'm not fond of that idea. Maybe in, like, some facets of life, helper monkey does my dishes, not helper monkey sleeps with me.
I'm sure you could teach it to use one of Celeste's sex toys.
Pretty sure you could just borrow John. He looks like one.
Thanks, Casey.
Thanks. He's just that hairy. I'm sorry. What I love him, so but he's just... I mean,
can we train him not to throw feces? I'm on board with the sweet hat, but I'm not on board with the flinging shit.
Does it have, like, one of those little... the spinny things on it?
Oh, the helicopter hat!
Oh, gosh. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Speaking of deer, any of you hunters, I hope you're having fun. I don't like hunting.
Does anyone actually hunt?
I have no fucking clue.
I'm curious to see.
If anyone here hunts, yeah.
Diapers just reminds me of when we had our bird. We finally got rid of her. It was my anniversary present to my husband, was getting rid of the bird. And it was the best anniversary present he will likely ever get. They have bird diapers out there.
Huh.
They're devices that you fasten to your bird's ass, and it, like, catches their shit. So if they fly around your house, they're not going to shit all over your house.
That's smart.
It is. It just seems... I don't know.
I just... Like, I know how a real diaper works.
Yeah.
Like...
And birds are not, like, designed in that way, you know?
Oh. Yeah. They most certainly are not.
I think...
But I mean, for purposes of, like, changing a diaper and the cleanup that comes with changing a diaper, I don't want to...
Yeah, awful.
Yeah. Do you clean up your monkey when it's wearing a diaper?
You could probably teach it to clean it up and not fling it at you.
It's like when you teach your cat to use a toilet instead of a litter box.
I mean, even my child will fling her diaper at you if it fills up enough. So I can't imagine trying to train a monkey not to do that.
I too agree that venison summer sausage is pretty awesome.
It is pretty amazing.
Venison jerky is amazing, too.
Bison jerky is summer sausage is also delicious.
Mm.
I think most... meat products that have been cured.
Yeah,
that's usually true. Pretty good.
Salt is tasty. Recommendations.
that kind of salt, though, not the other kind of salt.
Oh,
not
yeah.
like the scorn salt.
Not like scorn salt. Yeah,
that is not tasty.
Maybe that's why venison's so good, is because they like the salt licks. So it's like they're pre-salting their meat.
I don't know. That's a thought. I just assumed that it was because they starved like 3 months out of the year.
Starvation makes you tasty too.
Monkeys come trained. Oh, yeah.
Goodness. You guys are talkative today.
This is episode 9. We just respond to whatever everyone is saying. Yep. Episode 9, recommendations. Get a helper monkey. Uh-huh. Eat salt. Oh, let's look at the list.
Yes.
Let's actually talk about things that you guys might want to hear about. We have the topic of leave your gender out. I don't think we ever talked that one.
I don't remember what that topic was.
We had received a comment from someone. Also, after this one is Newcaster Hype Train, which references or goes back to something that someone had said. We had someone talk about to us how they thought the podcast was great and good and talking about War Machine, fantastic, whatever, but we should leave our gender out of the conversation.
Yeah, that was one of the first comments that we had gotten.
Yes. In the sense of talking about, like, we're women, sexism in gaming.
That's a real thing, though.
It is. Yeah. And I think when we had all talked about this, I had explicitly said, you can't take that part out of a person talking about something, because that's like saying to, I don't know, I can't think of a good example. It's like saying,
let's play War Machine, but let's take the dice out of it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Let's not use our rulers. I can't leave my vagina at home. I mean, I'd like to sometime.
Oh, yes.
Penis envy is a real thing. Freud was right.
That is, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. Backtracking. So we can talk about that because that really upset me. But talking about penis envy, some of Freud,
Freud was amazing.
Very, very first undergrad honors research that I had ever done was on vagina dentata in literature. And I
You'll have to define vagina dentata. I don't have the faintest idea of what that is.
What?
Yeah.
Do I have to Google images?
You have to Google images. Because
I can picture what this probably is.
That's exactly what that probably is. We're gonna wait for a second. Christ. I'm excited for the reaction.
Okay, what is it?
Vagina dentata. And I'm pretty sure as soon as like someone in the chat's gonna know what it is and be able to.
I mean,
to
I'm
see
pretty
it.
Sure I know what that is just from the oh Christ. It's vaginas with teeth.
That's okay. What I thought it was gonna be because it sounded like dental and all shit. Right, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, those are vaginas with teeth, all right.
Yeah.
There's a movie, Slices of Life, with the vagina with that, teeth on the front.
There's also a cat like a with a shark mouth.
Yep. Also, there's a movie called Teeth. I highly recommended
there
it. Is.
Oh, Christ. There's a.
Yeah, it's super. It's actually a really good movie. But I ended up talking about. Like, that concept is, like, a representation of the devouring mother. And just some other really crazy stuff. But I talked about, that movie. That movie is really good. I highly recommend it. But I ended up, like, in order for it to be, like, a valid research project, other than, like, hey, look at all these times people talk about vaginas with teeth in books and movies. Mm-hmm. I hit on, like, why it's something that comes up and how it's used, and I talked about penis envy being a thing because, in a weird sense of, like, the people who wrote these things were obviously not women. Mm-hmm. So is it the concept of men thinking that women have penis envy and that's why we're trying to take their penises with our vaginas and other...
Mm-hmm.
It just reminds me of from Star Wars, one of the Red Letter Media, the Mr. Plinkett reviews, the vagina, the sand vagina in desert with teeth. Not symbolic in the least.
No, not at all.
The teeth-filled sand hole that swallows men whole.
Yep.
Anyhow.
Yeah, so that's what I did. The dean of the school came up and talked to me afterwards. He was really interested in that project because he had his PhD was in archaeology, and I had like touched on a bunch of. Like,
oh, okay, it was like a legitimate interest, not like a you're really fucked up.
Yeah, it kind of is a little bit, but that was what I wasted my thousands of dollars on education for.
Just looking at vaginas with teeth.
Yep. Yeah, I don't really know what else you can say about leaving your gender out of it. I think like when we talk about stuff like
we're really just trying to raise awareness.
I don't think you can really talk about sexism in gaming and leave your gender out of it. It's not really a thing that you can do.
Like, I have to wonder if you would have said the same thing if it would have been a whole men's group talking about sexism the way we do.
Yeah.
And I really don't know.
Well, and I don't even know if it's even just, like, the concept of sexism in gaming. I think we just approach everything with a female mindset naturally.
Yeah.
Like, you talk about
different experiences.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually, I was talking to Keith a week or so ago. We were talking about going to BlizzCon next year instead of going to War Machine Weekend. And I was talking to him, I got to dress up as somebody, and I'm going to dress up as Brightwing, because Brightwing's amazing. But I was talking to him about it, and I'm like, I don't want to dress up as, like, I don't want to do a Jaina or something like that, because I know I'm going to get harassed, you know? I'm going to have weird neckbeards following me around, you know? And that's, and I was just kind of like, well, you know, it'd be kind of fun to dress up as one of those, but... And I want to make sure my Brightwing costume isn't too revealing either, because, I mean, if I wear a bodysuit with wings, it's going to be the same thing. I'm going to have weirdos following me around, you know, the whole time. And I just don't, that's just not what I want to have my experience at the con be.
Yep.
And that, just the fact that factors into your judgment, it makes it a different experience.
No, definitely. I think that's, it's even just simple things. Like, when we talk about bathroom usage, like, you feel uncomfortable using a bathroom in a store because you have to sit or squat on the toilet and you know exactly what to expect in that sort of setting. Or you maybe pay attention to how low cut your top is because you know you're going to be bent over across the table from someone.
Like, I'm pretty oblivious to that, to be perfectly honest with you. I've worn a low cut dress to the clinic once, and I didn't realize it until I started getting weird looks from male patients. Like, I don't think they were even trying to do it. You know, it was just the ice slowly drifted down, you know, it's not.
I don't think there's anything you can do to not, and it's not even like leaving your gender out, it's like leaving your person out of talking about something. Mm-hmm. Talking about something as a robot, it's not fun.
I mean, we could just wear burkas. That would be good.
We could.
Yeah.
I was going to say that maybe we should for one episode, and then I realized that might be a little offensive.
I mean, burkas really aren't necessarily about the Muslim faith specifically. The Muslims don't necessarily have to wear burkas as part of their faith. It's just modesty.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a general idea of modesty. It's not that the faith mandates that they have to wear that. And there's a lot of variety in what Muslim women feel they have to cover, too.
True.
I'm nodding my head in understanding. Got really quiet for a second. So I just had to make sure we were still talking. No, I think that might be something weird to do for a podcast.
Well, particularly if most people just listen to our podcast.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anyway.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Kind of like when we dressed up for Halloween.
Everyone missed everything. It was so good.
Yeah.
And we don't have that one on the YouTubes.
That Andy.
Yeah.
Fucking us up.
Damn it, Andy.
So disappointed. Don't get to play games. No one gets to see our costumes unless they watch us live stream.
What was that game called that we were going to play
again? Oh, it was something glorious. I don't remember. So, I guess we'll spoil it. We were going to play a game called Genital Jousting.
That's what it was.
And this is exactly why I was afraid and had to look it up. Because Andy was like, hey, do you want to play Genital Jousting?
We could cross-dress as neckbeards.
Oh, God.
I have cross-dressed in public before because I didn't want to be bothered. All you have to do is kind of put your hair up and like in a hat and have kind of the end stick out so you look kind of like you're a surfer dude. And then just like ace wrap your chest down.
I don't have to. I swear to not even wear a bra.
Even better.
And just wear like loose clothes and then you're good.
I don't know if I
even
can
if
do
they
that.
Recognize I don't you, think, even if they recognize you as female, you look frumpy enough that they don't care.
That's fair.
It's true.
Just be extra scrub lord.
I just have to point out that multiple Halloweens I dressed up as a male character because I didn't have the tits for a female character, you know.
Aww, we can give you
so
socks,
I did that
too.
A lot.
You can borrow one of my
three that I
socks,
can think
too.
Of.
It'd be okay.
I could think of three currently that I did.
To be fair, you did find bras when we went bra shopping.
I found one.
But you found others that would have also worked.
Maybe have worked.
But you couldn't try them on.
Correct.
So, you're a liar.
I don't know. You seem reasonably proportionate to me for what it's worth.
I mean, they're not like.
I'm just gonna have to take you guys to the bathroom one day.
They're not like inverted. I mean,
that's true.
Chest divots.
That would suck.
Yeah,
I mean that is a real thing that some people have is pectus. I can never say the second word. Excavatum. I think it's pronounced, but it's literally means you have a caved in chest.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds like it wouldn't be healthy.
It's usually not a big deal.
So back you're going to say it's usually not.
It's usually not a big deal at
That's
all.
Jousting.
Oh yeah, so genital jousting. So I watched a video of people playing it because I was like, is Andy asking Celeste to bring dildos that we just like swing around or strap onto ourselves?
I would be so on board with that.
And I was like,
I will put a penis on my forehead like a unicorn, and I will joust anybody. That's an open invitation to anybody listening to this. If you ever want to do genital jousting, I will do it.
So I was like, there's no way. I know Andy. Celeste brings a dildo and Andy turns away. There's no way he's like setting us up for this. So I looked it up online, and it's a game with, maybe I'll just share the video on our Facebook page later.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like party games, and everyone is a penis. Mm-hmm. And it's like the game Snake. So you like swim around, mm-hmm. and the objective is, instead of like eating little things, your penis is trying to insert itself into the asshole of the other penis.
Oh.
So you get points for every time you insert yourself into someone or someone inserts themselves into you, and you make a little penis train.
That sounds so amazing.
So oh, I think there are other games. That's just the one that like other versions of, yeah, Mario Party with a penis. There's other versions of how to play.
So
it.
Amazing.
That's the bit that I watched. And so like while you're playing, like there's little rounds, and then there's like one overall round, and the more points you score, the bigger your penis gets, and your penis can get to a point where you can insert your penis into yourself. So
that's like the ultimate dream.
Andy, we were gonna play it today, and then Andy didn't get it set up, so we're gonna try and play it again or actually play it soon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm on board.
I was super excited. I watched it while I was supposed to be working.
There are men who have actually had their ribs or parts of their ribs removed so that they could suck themselves off.
I believe it.
Yeah. They might not have been stupid.
Might not. I don't know. You don't need all of them, right?
Just no, I mean, the last couple ones are floating ribs anyway. Yeah. They don't do a whole lot.
Oh, gosh. Sticky Mario Party. I want to play Mario Party.
I don't want to play Mario Party.
No, I've had enough of Mario Party.
I haven't played it, like, for 8 years-ish.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
It's about that new Pokemon that I didn't get.
I've heard good things about it so
Don's
far.
Debating on it. He's debating on getting a 3DS at Christmas. And
I have a 3DS, and I just didn't get it. But that's because I bought Oxenfree, I bought Resident Evil 5 so I can play it with a friend, and then I bought fucking Robinson the Journey, and then like Final Fantasy 15 is coming out this month, and I was like, I've spent a lot of money on games that I'm never going to finish. Let's buy one more.
I don't know. I really was not very impressed with the last two Pokemon games in a row. So I wasn't a big fan of Black and White 2. I was not a big fan of X and Y either. And X and Y, I think, was more a lack of real focus or direction. Black and White 2 was that your rivals sucked ass.
There was another one in between there, and I can't remember what they were. Omega Ruby and something else.
Yeah. Yeah, those are just remakes of Ruby and Sapphire, though. No, the Ruby and Sapphire were... They were probably the weakest games in the series so far. So I didn't even bother with those.
I'm thinking about it, and I keep seeing all of my friends picking the fucking stupid clown seal or the owl. And I'm just like, you guys don't understand that Litten is the hands down the best Pokemon. Because when it evolves into Incineroar, it has a wrestling championship belt on.
It's kind of like then, the champ.
And then, it has an ability where it shoots fire out of its dick.
I mean, I still remember Blaziken, the firefighting one from third gen, I think it was, and that was great, yeah. No, that was fourth gen. Still. Yeah, Torchic was the fourth. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
The fourth game was terrible too, that said. They did a shit job with that one.
That's the same one with Mudkip though.
That's true. Mudkip was okay.
Mudkip is still like Pokemon. Casey's just like, what are you guys talking about?
Heart Gold, I don't know any of these.
So. All I know is Pokemon Go.
Casey's like, maybe the original 151. Maybe. Maybe.
I don't know. Heart Gold and Soul Silver were my favorite by far.
They were good. And the Pokemeter was super cool too.
Yeah, yeah. The Pokewalker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got myself a flying Pikachu. Flying Raichu was amazing.
Oh, man. Fire types in the I'm actually really interested in a lot of
Torchic was third gen, okay.
Some of the stuff that they've done though, because I played the demo for it and like visibly playing the game is really interesting. It sounds like they've changed up so many things
That it just feels really fresh. The visuals are very, very different.
Oh, I mean like within playing. Oh, like really? they've and I could be wrong because I haven't done a whole lot of research, but it sounds like gyms are not really a thing anymore.
What?
Like, they've just changed, but it doesn't feel weird.
Hmm.
Like, I don't know. It's just, they've done a lot to make the game fresh. Pokemon questions.
Oh, yeah, Jim, I remember. No, it was that shitty fire pig, T-Pig, that was fourth gen.
Oh, that one was terrible.
He was terrible.
That was
everything
terrible.
In fourth gen was terrible.
Casey just...
There was a better mechanism for getting shinies. If you could figure out how to get shinies, it was better in fourth gen. That's the only good thing I have to say.
I'm
about
just
that
looking
game.
At the fifth element poster and noticing that like the shuttles have three boosters on one side and two on the other.
It looks like there's a third in the one. You can see three smoke trails
in that one, but in the other two, there's not.
Yeah, there are definitely two smoke trails.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they didn't think that through very well, did they?
No.
Well, maybe they have one. Maybe they're taking turns, like. They shut off one booster to...
Oh, sure enough. Gyms carry. Don't exist in Sun and Moon. I don't know how I feel about that.
Shinies don't exist in Sun and Moon?
Oh, gyms don't exist. I think it means gyms. Yeah, I'm sure shinies still exist.
No, they do. They definitely do. Because I saw a shiny... Someone took a picture of their shiny Dugtrio with its hair.
Okay, I can buy maybe each island having a different set of challenges.
The challenges... There's one that you play in the demo, and it's not that... fascinating you.
I mean, ultimately, there are still games being made for 10-year-olds. So, I mean,
shut up. I might be a 10-year-old at heart.
Nothing wrong with that. But
you have to go take pictures of some dragon type
oh,
Pokemon.
Oh fuck!
That
they brought
there.
Pokemon Snap back.
A little bit.
I'm on board. I'm in.
So you go into this cave and you're taking pictures, and then you get it to the end of the cave, and there's this one where that you have to take a picture of, and then you end up fighting it. So, I think you end up fighting all of the ones you take pictures of.
They made Pokemon Snap good, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
Pokemon I might be Snap okay with that.
Time. They should have just brought that back. That should have been what Pokemon Go was.
I would
was.
Be okay with that for the Wii too, Pokemon or Wii Snap. Wii U, I guess now. Yeah, maybe bringing that.
Well,
back.
It's gonna be the what is it the
whatever the new
Snap
one is
one. What is it?
I don't remember what their new console is.
The one where you slide it in places and you can take it places. I don't know.
It sounds like the Nintendo penis. You can slide it in places and you can take it with you everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, Wii Motes are kind of phallic looking, right? Oh, burb.
I don't know why he's telling us he'll
yeah,
be like that.
I don't know.
Just standard chat. Yeah. So, we talked about leaving your gender out. We can't do it. That's the answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a thing. New caster hype train. I think this was old when Gen Con was a thing and we got our...
Oh, before the Una and the other ones came
we
out.
Did, yeah. There was a post on here suggesting we talk about the new casters, the Hordes ones that came out.
Well, Casey.
I have no clue, because that's not... I mean, I'm Hordes, but don't even...
I've heard that Fianna is lackluster.
I just hear Fianna... Well, yeah. I heard Fianna, well, when her card originally came out, I heard she was, like, just a ball buster.
A god monster, yeah.
Yeah.
But then it turned out everybody changed their mind.
Yes. Una 2, I hear, is
Una
still
doing
Tuna.
Really well.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Tuna.
That's right.
I know Celeste is very excited about her. Or was, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I know Tamguan's been doing well
with
her, too.
I don't know how to pronounce your name. I'm assuming it's Kyrian or something along those lines. I am also upset that we didn't get a new caster. I almost threw my fist down on the table and Andy would be really upset at me because that doesn't sound good on the podcast, but I'm very upset by that. I'm also really upset that we won't see a new caster before the end of the year.
You mean you like to keep things fresh and exciting?
Yeah.
It's almost like you expected something with Mark 3.
Yeah. What a surprise. I got a prime conflux. I'm still going to play Prime Axioms instead.
At least you got that.
That is fair. Because I think it's, well, Kato just got theirs, or is getting theirs, so...
I think Hurricane just came out not too long ago as well. They got leaked a while ago, that said.
Let's get on the Convergence train.
Meh.
Pronounce German. That's not how... No.
Kel Ryan, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, fingers crossed for a theme list this month. So the No Quarter should be coming out this month.
Mm-hmm.
And we were informed that before everyone starts getting books, we would see
some theme forces.
We'll see.
That may or may not change anything.
Yeah.
They might break the game again.
Yeah. We'll see. I just want Axis theme back. That's it. Just give me Axis theme back. But it's not going to happen. I'm probably going to get something stupid. They're probably going to be like, here's some Therion. You get your Galvanizer for free again. Hooray.
Hooray. It's the same one you had before. Yeah. They might just be trolling you at this point.
We don't know anything about this faction. Just, here you go. Here's some
We're just going to try to. Yeah.
I'm just looking up the Warlocks, the new ones.
Yeah, I know Celeste is super excited about Tuna, and I think Brian bought the Trollcaster.
FAU Enigma Foundries and no activation penalties.
Yes! That's exactly what I want. Give me that. And then Convergence will be...
Reign Supreme.
Yes. Yeah. Will be useful. I don't know.
That could be fun, but that could be really, really bad news against some factions.
Nick had said theme forces that made a bunch of extra attacks. Electrical could be fun. And I have mixed feelings about that. I just want to see something that makes Convergence stand out. Going back to, like, my trying to brainstorm for this podcast, this review of my faction, because if I don't start now, I'm going to show up like day one and be like, hey guys, time for a Convergence review. Let me pull out my phone and just read you stats. But there's nothing that Convergence does. The only thing that Convergence does better than any other army is focus control. For obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. Everything else it does is the same as everything else, and it doesn't do it better or more refined like the faction makes it seem like it should. Convergence also doesn't ask questions. Convergence is just, I have high armor, that's it. Or I have...
And even not particularly high armor.
Yeah, it's just...
It's modestly high.
Well, exactly. The Convergence isn't the... It's just not the army that... It doesn't bring something to the table that someone has to figure out how to deal with. They already have that worked into their list because everything else already doesn't anyway. And that's my problem with Convergence. And that's why I'm super hopeful that our theme forces bring something that someone actually has to consciously try to deal with.
Yeah, Convergence's strength did get worse with Mark III. Mm-hmm. I will agree with that.
Yep. Also,
a prime number themed theme force might be fun.
Yeah. But I don't know how they would do that.
I'm not sure how they would do that either.
Maybe I just get a special roll the dice, and if it's a prime number...
Oh.
Automatically killed the caster. Game over.
Two-thirds of them, yep. No, it doesn't surprise me in the least. The question was, political question from UK, Trump won white working class women without a college degree by over 20 points and got 45% of college educated white women. Does this surprise you?
No, because they're white.
Yeah.
Turns out it's really, really hard to convince somebody that's disenfranchised that you're going to help them, especially when the other person is actively saying they're not going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Not a hard choice then. Particularly when you're white and you're not as concerned about deporting all the Hispanics or keeping all the Muslims out or the KKK. I mean, ultimately vote for what they think is best for them, and if they have the luxury of voting for somebody who is going to help somebody else as well, then great, that's kind of an added bonus, but that's not a primary objective most people have when they're making decisions for themselves.
I think that's something we've...
wasn't hard to foresee.
I think that's something we've talked about before, though, is that most people... I guess I'm just, like, bleeding heart kind of person, and when I vote for like what is better
for society.
Yeah. Not versus like what is better for me.
And that's not how most people vote. I know several of the doctors that I work with mm-hmm. voted for Trump because he was better for them. And it made sense.
I work in health insurance. Mm-hmm. Trump is not better for us.
No, he's not.
And I work with people who voted for Trump. Mm-hmm. So
it's a perception issue. Yep. It's who they think is better for them. Not yep. necessarily who is, it's who they think.
We also have this problem, or maybe you guys in the UK deal with it too.
Brexit.
We have this problem. You guys might understand. Yes, we trumped it. There is an issue with people who their political party is ingrained into who they are. My parents have always been Republicans, and therefore I am a Republican, and I vote Republican no matter what. Like, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter who's running, this is how I do it.
There is definitely tribalism involved. I'm not sure that it necessarily runs in families that, but there is a certain aspect of that. I feel like it runs in communities more mm-hmm. than it runs in families specifically.
And there's also some things, like, I looked at his 100-day plan. Mm-hmm. There are some things in there that are
there are some positives in
there. Yeah, like, so it's, and it's hard to say that, but things like, terms for senators, mm-hmm. like wanting to limit terms for senators is great and something we probably should have. Mm-hmm. But I think the people who voted, like the 45% of college educated white women, saw things like his 100-day plan that mm-hmm. they agreed with and didn't see things like this might be a problem for anyone who is marginalized in our society. Mm-hmm. I think that's about it.
Yeah, it's happening everywhere. Somebody has commented, it's in Germany, it's starting slowly too. It's happening in France too. Mm-hmm. There's a big conservative movement in Germany and France, really all over Europe. Even in Canada to a certain extent, it's less mm-hmm. so up there, but
yeah, I'm interested in the comment. It was it a mistake by Democrats to focus so much on the African-American identity, trans, etc.? And then, is this the beginning of the white American identity?
I'm not so sure it was the focus on them so much as it was the lack of focus on fixing what is going on with rural America. Because rural America is what carried this election for Trump. And rural America sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks to live in a rural area, despite the fact that they actually get more money and more financial resources per capita mm-hmm. as far as population density is concerned. They actually they don't have public transportation. They don't have mm-hmm. access to health care. There's all sorts of things that make life really, really suck for being in rural America. And they're feeling that, particularly with the loss of manufacturing jobs.
I'm raising my hand so I don't forget. Keep going.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was just going to say, I'm not going to call on you.
It's just like the bad habit of like when I'm in school, if you raise your hand because you have a question or an answer, like you just it ha- like memory thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, and I feel like the Democrats really dropped the ball in rural America, and they really have been. That's what cost Hillary the election. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Had she been able to inspire more of urban America to show up to the polls, it might have been a different story. But she's not an inspirational campaigner. Hillary Clinton is a terrible campaigner, despite the fact that her ideas really are not all that bad.
Yes. I also, yes and no to the mistake to focus on Hillary. I don't think it was a mistake to focus on Hillary solely because I feel like the DNC's idea was, we put Hillary in office, we have Sanders as, what is it?
The head of the Senate or whatever.
Yeah, the head of the Senate Committee on Finance.
An incredibly good combination right there.
Yeah.
And I think that was ultimately what they had wanted and couldn't
get it out to the public. Yeah, to see
well, they didn't bother to say that either.
Yeah.
Not until about 2 weeks before the election.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was a big issue.
Between that and the fact that it was leaked out that they were actively trying to campaign mm-hmm. against Sanders, it turns out voter trust is a thing that mm-hmm. you need.
Also, yeah, Trump winning 50% of union votes is crazy.
And that's not hard to figure out either because, I mean, Hillary Clinton actively said that she was going to try and get rid of all the coal mining jobs out there. Well, it turns out coal miners aren't a big fan of that, particularly when they've been told their entire lives, this job will always be here for you. And now they come of age and it's not there.
I have a cousin who is part of a union, and I don't exactly know what he does because I'm not very close with a lot of my, like, non close family. That's not the word I'm thinking of. You have the family that's like your mom and dad and brother and sisters, and you have the family that's not. What's the word?
Cousins.
No. Like, immediate family and non-immediate family. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, like, a distant cousin, and I'm just friends with them on Facebook, and I always see him posting union stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm always, like, it's really intriguing because outside of myself, most of my family is very conservative. Mm-hmm. And so I have, like, the two cousins who also are very distant from my family that are very, but he just, it's always really interesting to see, like, the articles that he posts, and it is very surprising to me. But again, if you're part of a union that is going to be disbanded because of ex-president, I have no idea why you would vote for them. Fun fact, read something today where the wall that Trump plans to build, jobs will be outsourced for that. That wall,
is anybody surprised?
As much as I disagree with it, would have been a really, really good job opportunity for this country.
The infrastructure stuff he's talking about is actually one of the points that he's making that I actually do like, and that will employ people, if nothing else, temporarily.
Yeah. But yeah, so...
That wall. Yeah. That wall's not going to happen.
It's questionable. I think Trump just maybe made a trip to China one year.
Saw the wall and was just like, this is a great idea.
I
want this.
I mean, you can see it from space. Why don't we make ours go to space?
Yeah. But it's interesting to hear about the coal miners thing, because I just saw the article float through Facebook saying there are more solar-powered jobs now than there are those sort of jobs.
There are, and I think that if they had phrased it correctly, not "we're going to take your jobs away," we're going to train you in this new up-and-coming job.
Yeah.
I think more people would have been on board with that, because a coal miner can absolutely work in a manufacturing plant for solar panels.
You also have to realize that those people would be learning the more technically advanced skill versus coal mining, and that would open up more job opportunities.
And it'd be safer, too.
Yeah.
It would be very
safe. Coal mining's really fucking dangerous.
Also, I'm the election in general is very disappointing as far as results go, and when more people voted for, and I don't think anyone should have voted third party. That's just me, and that's my opinion. But when more people wrote in Harambe then voted for our third-party representatives, who also got a significant amount of votes in the first place, we had a problem.
I am really disappointed in our third parties this time around, because I feel like this was a really golden opportunity for the Green Party, or even for the Libertarian Party. Had they put forth a good candidate that knew what the fuck they were doing, and didn't, like, not know where Syria was, or Aleppo, rather, where Aleppo was, or, you know, who couldn't name a single world leader that he liked... That's disgraceful. Come on. They put ass clowns up and wonder why nobody voted for them. This could have been a really great opportunity for them to have a better turnout and actually get some of the federal funding they want.
They had people voting for them. I think they had record numbers.
They did. Yeah. They still didn't hit the 5% to get federal funding. Well,
of course. But I still feel...
They could have easily taken 10 to 15% if they had put forth a candidate that was like something that you could actually like listen to and not think, wow, they're an idiot.
We also have the issue of the youth. Mm-hmm. And I'm using the term youth instead of millennials, because the term millennials makes me want to punch someone.
Yep.
Who were so into Sanders and everything that Sanders stood for. And I'm one of them. I think that he would have been a phenomenal candidate.
Yeah.
But as soon as he was no longer on the ballot, they went to a third party candidate.
Or didn't vote.
No, they went to a third party candidate who was exactly the opposite of Sanders.
Yeah, I never quite understood the Sanders just like, supporters that went to Gary Johnson. I can get Jill Stein.
But I think the issue is people were so against the concept of Hillary being our candidate or our president. I think that's what the big issue was.
It was Hillary herself. I think it was the fact that she was an establishment candidate and that she really does stand for everything crooked in politics. That's how people perceive her. Whether it's true or not is irrelevant.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. I think it was because it was Hillary was the option.
Yeah.
And I think that there were so many people who were just
anybody but Hillary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I can understand that perspective given the way that she's perceived. I mean, I didn't like her either. I held my nose and voted for her because she was, of all the options, including the third parties, because I'm not against voting third party. I voted for her because she was the best of the bunch. I mean,
you can't tell people who you voted for because then it doesn't come true.
I don't give a shit. No, I mean, of the five or six candidates we had here in Wisconsin on the ballot, it was a pretty big no-brainer. Good. No, our options, I mean, it was the giant douche or the turd sandwich, and I went turd sandwich.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, can we not talk about politics now?
We said we weren't going to, and then you guys just, like...
Our feed, like,
I can't even keep up on our feed.
Yeah. I stopped trying.
Everyone's really excited. Everyone loves politics. I love political discourse, and I'm glad that, like...
I love civil political discourse.
That's what I was going to say. I was just like, we can kind of sit here and generally agree, but I think when we get to a point where we might disagree, it's agree to disagree.
Sure. It's not that you're wrong because you suck. It's it's an I don't agree with your point of view, but I can understand where you're coming from.
I think that's something I very much enjoy that I don't see happen anywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I was perfectly fine with Hillary as a candidate.
Yeah.
I much would have preferred Sanders, leaps and bounds, but...
We still would have had a historical event of a first lady.
That doesn't bother me. I think that she's... Granted, there's all of the, like, whether you believe she's a crooked politician or not, she is a politician. Mm-hmm. She's got the experience. Mm-hmm. She has the connections.
She knows what she's doing.
Yes, and she has some semblance of decorum that most of the other candidates don't. Mm-hmm. I think she would have been a very good president. And I had said this the other day to another person who was just like, well, we were fucked either way. And it's like, well, here's the thing. You put someone who... understands how this works, has the experience, may or may not have been your first choice, but things will happen like they have with every other president. You're going to get some good, you're going to get some bad. Mm. We dealt with the eight years of Bush.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, there were some good things and some bad things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, same thing with Obama. There were some good things and some bad things, depending on what side of the political spectrum you fall on. Mm-hmm. It would have been the exact same under Hillary. Now we have to deal with what can be Trump. And it's... I think more people are concerned that it is going to be more bad things than instead of more of a combo of some good, some bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trump is going to do better than we are expecting. I'm holding out hope.
My big concern is that it's all very red. Yeah. Everything is very red.
I'm very more concerned about red. Congress than I am about Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I could have stomached Trump in the office.
Because Trump was a Democrat until about 5 or 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and he's at least isn't a... He's not Ted Cruz. We'd be looking to immigrate if it had been Ted Cruz, maybe.
Yeah.
Not Oprah.
I'm not Oprah. Honestly, I don't want to see people who are celebrities in politics.
No.
Yeah.
Unless they have, like, I'm suddenly a celebrity, but I have a master's in political science and just have not practiced in politics. Like, I'm that person who I want someone who is educated in how this shit works.
Yeah.
Not someone who, just like me, has an opinion.
Yeah.
Also not Oprah.
No.
Ron Perlman, on the other hand.
Well, he's already working on it. I mean, come on.
I don't know.
I mean, he ran the MCC pretty well, didn't he? Yeah.
I'm still gunning for Dream Team Obama 2.0 and Sanders. Oh, yeah.
Obama and Sanders. Yep.
Yeah.
Or even Michelle.
That's what I mean. Michelle Obama.
Oh, yeah. 2.0.
Right. I'd be down with Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Rock. I want The Rock to be president.
Oh.
That was all. That was also a roar.
I want The Rock to be Doctor Who.
We need. He wants to.
We need the Doctor Who. Yeah.
Joe Exotic was terrible. Oh my god.
Joe Exotic was amazing. You shut your face. If he had been on the ballot here in Wisconsin, I might have voted for him.
I think we were talking about one day the Vermin Supreme, Vermin Extreme, the guy with a boot on his head that wants to give everyone a pony. I would have voted for him.
I want a pony.
Yeah. And his like, how are you going to pay for all of those ponies? Well, you give everyone a pony, and then you impose a pony tax.
Oh, I see. Or you just stop maintaining the roads because everybody has ponies, and you don't need them anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a genius idea.
Oh, gosh.
Ah, and boots for hats.
Uh-huh.
The Rock is very intellectual.
I'm a big fan of The Rock as yes. a human being.
I'm a big fan of The Rock without a shirt.
Yes, I too.
If he went to all of his press conferences just without the shirt on, I would vote for him in a heartbeat. Don't care what his policies are.
Well, that's another thing, too, that I had this conversation years ago.
Remember when Schwarzenegger got elected?
No. What election was it? Like the Mittens Obama election.
You still call him Mittens.
I still call him Mittens.
I always think of him in my head as Mittens, too.
But I felt like, I think we very often put forth candidates, and this year was way out there.
We just shat the bed this year.
No, I think we put forth candidates that are generally attractive people. I don't.
Physically attractive. Yeah, we did. We did. Hillary's pretty nice looking for 69.
But
you know, Trump
not so much. But I think that's a very standard.
If he quit doing the spray tan and like accepted the fact that he's going bald, he'd be better.
Yeah, he can just
not
Sanders hair.
If you just take the face, he's not like the worst looking person.
If he would have just accepted that he's an Oompa Loompa and did some songs,
could get over the fact that if you replace his eyes with his mouth, it looks the same.
It looks the same.
But I still think in general we've and maybe it's just because they have like makeup artists and people
sure
who dress
do.
Them
yeah.
and stuff, but I feel like in general we just put forth people who are attractive, and that often provides a part of the vote there.
It does.
How do you think Paul Ryan got in the position where he's at?
Yeah.
I mean, that is part of what people look at when they're looking at somebody to vote for. There are not very many uggos
in
politics.
With Walker?
I don't know. He just looks dumb.
Yes, he does.
We
just
have this
perpetually
twice.
Like, it's not quite a stoner face, but it's kind of a, I'm in a haze and don't know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. How did we end up with that?
Yeah, I don't know. But well, I mean, we're pretty rural and we're not the most educated population in the state and in the union.
Four years are up in like 2 years, aren't they?
Two more years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sad. The Devil's Advocates radio show is gone now. There was an entire liberal talk radio here in the Madison area, and I missed them. And the day after the election, I think they just said fuck everything because they started playing Christmas music 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still playing nothing but Christmas music, and I'm so sad.
Maybe
because they actually had a couple of good shows on. Like, the Devil's Advocates were pretty good. It was a libertarian and basically a Bernie Sanders supporter. There's a word for it. Progressive, there we go. A progressive and libertarian friends that would have political discourse.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but yeah. Donald Trump survived the Stolt Cold Stunner. What more could you ask for from a candidate?
I'm afraid to ask.
I'm
what
pretty
that
sure
is.
It's a wrestling reference.
Oh yeah, that's right. He's like the Jesse Ventura of the national political scene.
He was also on Fresh Prince of Bel Air. So
I would vote for Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
I just started Westworld last night.
No. Oh my god, I keep wanting to watch it, and Brian is just like,
Keith said it's really good.
Yeah,
watch it.
It's like probably something that I need
to
watch.
No, you need to watch it. It's pretty good so far. We watched two episodes last night.
Okay.
And then we were done for the night because I was tired.
I suggested it because we pay for HBO.
And you don't watch it?
We watch is
Game of Thrones.
Which
is in town right now.
John Oliver. They just finished.
And John Oliver.
I guess so.
Yeah. Oh, it's, that was a lovely ending.
Fuck 2016.
Fuck you, 2016.
Did Casey enjoy watching Heavy
Yes,
Days?
I did. Oh my god, it was hilarious. I haven't seen it in forever. It was. You have to watch it. It was amazing. But yes, Westworld. That's I'm enjoying it so far, and Game of Thrones is amazing, and I can't wait for the last season or two, whatever it is.
Brian is making fun of me because I binge watched Scream, the television series.
Yes, you did.
I don't know, it was good. Like, as far as Scream, the television series can be.
I imagine it's exactly what it sounds like. Like,
it wasn't bad. It was a little more gory than I thought it was going to be. There's
count me out.
There's a scene where the leading lady's first boyfriend, mind you. I got through two seasons, though, so it makes sense that she had multiple boyfriends. He's just out of the hospital after having been, like, almost killed, and then the killer ends up, like, inviting her over to her boyfriend's house for, like, movie night, but her boyfriend is tied up in their farm somewhere and has, like, one of those weird tractor saw things, and she just watches him get chopped in half, and I was just like...
Not okay with that. Sounds strange because I work in an emergency department. I cannot handle movie gore.
I don't like movie gore because of the sounds. I can watch it. I don't want to listen to
it. Oh, I can't watch it. I straight up can't watch movie gore. I can't watch procedures unless I'm actually doing something. Like, if somebody's bleeding on me, that's no problem at all. I don't care. But
it's probably a different mindset that you're in.
You know, if I'm sitting there holding pressure on somebody's arterial bleed that's spurting everywhere, that's fine. Whatever. Or if I'm helping with chest tube placement or whatever, you know, I mean, we're cracking ribs apart and stuff like that. Whatever, no big deal. But some of just watching, I mean, I got to just watch a C-section in the ER a couple weeks ago, and I was like, nope. I've just plain watched chest tubes put in, you know, not doing anything with it, and I've almost passed out. Like, it's a problem.
Yeah,
I'll cringe at stuff, but I can still watch and listen to them just fine. I hate horror movies just because of the plots and shit, and they freak me out. But I will watch the gore part. The gore is fine.
I love like psychological and like. What is the term for it? Like poltergeist movies, like stuff like that. But when it's like Saw, I'm just like, no thanks. I'm good. I don't. I guess Saw is kind of psychological, but I don't know. As soon as I see someone getting sawed in half, I'm just like, okay, I'm done. I don't know, just cover my ears, like face in the blanket. Let me know when it's over. But Spooky Monsters, on the other hand.
I don't like the Spooky Monster one. Like, I watched, what the hell is that one with Daniel Radcliffe, the Woman in Black?
Oh, that one was
creepy. It was creepy. And there's a second one. I haven't watched that yet. It doesn't have him in it. I mean, there's a point where, you know, you don't watch a sequel if it doesn't have the main character.
No. What was it that I watched recently?
I don't know. I can't even watch Quentin Tarantino movies. Like the ridiculous, over-the-top, completely fake stuff. I can't do it.
A great movie? All of the Sharknadoes.
They are amazing.
Every single one of them.
I have not seen any of them yet.
Oh my god.
I've only seen the first two, and they're both incredible.
The third one is fantastic. I just watched it recently. They go to space.
Oh my god.
Yes.
It's not on Netflix.
It is on Netflix, and that's why I saw it.
I have something to do tonight.
It was
civilized, and I'm going to watch Sharknado 3. It's going to be incredible.
I always love movies like that. I own a copy of Mega Shark vs. Giant Octopus.
That is an amazing movie, too. I love that movie.
Also, I think I own a copy of Black Sheep, not the one with Chris Farley. you guys know exactly what kind of movies that I enjoy watching.
We used to have a terrible movie night once a week where we'd just pick a terrible movie and we'd watch it.
Cabin in the Woods is my favorite movie, hands down.
Oh, gosh.
Cabin in the Woods is so weird. Cabin in the Woods is so good.
So weird.
It's super meta. It's like it's like the horror film that knows it's a horror film because it's just beautiful. Also, the bong cup, like the coffee mug, the expandable coffee mug bong cup thing.
That was
awesome.
Have you
seen Cabin in the Woods?
Idea of what you're talking about.
Oh, I'll have to bring it next time so you can borrow it. Do you have a Blu-ray player?
Super good.
Okay. We bought it at Pre-Played one day because we heard about it. And, you know, we expected a horror movie. And then we watched it. Like, what the fuck is going on?
They're remaking the Blair Witch Project. It makes me kind of sad.
I think it was already in theaters.
Oh, was it already in theaters?
I missed it. I wanted to go see it. Brian didn't take me. I also want to see, what is it, Arrival? The movie that's just out now with the aliens. and stuff.
But oh, yeah. I've heard that actually sounds really good.
It does. Mm. Yeah. I want to make Brian take me to that one, but Brian doesn't go places with me.
I'll maybe go. I don't know.
We have to go watch Sailor Moon together. We have to go watch Sailor Moon
for sure and have a shopping day, but you know.
Arrival is the one where they we make first contact, but we can't actively communicate with
them. I think so.
Yes. Yeah, that's
the, and they have like the lady who's a linguist. Really good.
Yeah, that one actually sounds really, really good. And the book was really, really good.
I did not know there was a book, but there now is I feel like I need to read it.
I don't remember who wrote it, but it's really good. It sounds like the most boring book on the planet because it's all about linguistics and how they...
Oh, no, that sounds amazing.
It is. They did a really good job with it.
I always talk about how, had I decided to go on to grad school, I would have either considered creative writing or getting a PhD in linguistics because once I started taking linguistics courses, that stuff is just... It's like the science of language. It's fascinating.
A good friend of mine got a doctorate in linguistics, and he now works for an airline. So
maybe it's something I don't want to do.
It's a degree in unemployment, basically.
It's still just like fascinating. Language is fascinating. Words and stuff. I like words.
Words and stuff. Words I and like stuff. Words.
I was a words major.
Do you like big words?
I do like big words.
Great words.
I posted a video.
She does have the best words.
I posted a video on Facebook the other day, and I don't think anyone, like, watched it, because I don't remember, like, seeing comments or anything, but it was, like, the top 10 mispronounced words in gaming.
Oh.
And
I couldn't watch that. It would hurt too much.
But it was really interesting, because the first one they pull out right off the bat is Ocarina, that I call Ocarina, like, Legend of... It is an Ocarina.
Yeah.
But it's definitely Ocarina.
Do you call them espressos, too?
No, I don't.
Okay.
There's no X in espresso.
Oh, thank God, you. John does that sometimes. Oh, it drives me nuts.
I would punch him.
There are a couple, like Ocarina was the big one for me, or Deus Ex. Like, those are the
ones
that...
Bigly actually is a word, to be fair. It makes you sound like a drooling idiot, but it actually is a word.
There's a lot of actual words. It's kind of like how
dignitude became a word. Dignitude's a real word now, dignitude. Okay? Ever since, like, 2002, when George Bush said it, dignitude is a word.
Some emojis are words, too, according to the OED.
Yeah, they're wrong.
Nope, because the OED is correct. But this is where I come out, like, right off the bat and say, this is why I love linguistics, because you can use emojis as words. They're in the OED. I got into an argument with someone who made fun of someone for using literally incorrectly, and I'm using, like, air quotes right now.
Christ.
Because literally does mean figuratively.
It does now, because everybody's stupid.
Because language is shifting. And it never stays the same, and we would still be calling them pantaloons otherwise.
I'm okay with pantaloons. That's a great word.
It is a great word.
I'm just saying. Bring back the pantaloons, guys.
Yeah. But I'm not wearing pantaloons.
Bloomers are a good word, too.
Bloomers is a great word. Bloomers is fantastic.
Braziers. Nobody knows what braziers are anymore.
Do you mean brazers?
No. Brazers. Whatever. I good linguist.
No, it's definitely Brazier.
Yeah.
Brazers is the porn site.
Okay. Strategery. A terrible plan is better than no plan.
No. You never fight the OED. The OED is the rule book of English.
I haven't seen the second season of Newsroom, so let's not. Or whatever the last one season was.
I think Misunderestimated is still my favorite Bushism, though.
Misunderestimated. Yep. So you estimated them exactly.
Exactly correctly.
Okay.
It's the best word.
That is, no. Man's ear, though. Oh my god, I was online the other night, just monitoring forums, and someone spelled sincere. S-E-N-C-E-I-R.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, I thought you were going to say S-Y-N.
It was like, I mean, at least they didn't spell it like S-E-N, S-E-E-R or something.
No, that's Brazier. God damn it.
Brazier?
Yeah. Like Dairy Queen.
Oh, yeah.
They used to have that as part of their name.
Oh.
I really like ice cream.
I'm sorry. I'm like floating back to Biden memes because he also really likes ice cream.
Just I would have voted for Joe Biden. I'm just saying. I would have no problems voting for Joe Biden.
Yeah. Oh. 4 more years of Biden memes. Mm-hmm. I think one that I thoroughly enjoyed was Biden and Pence meeting one-on-one, and Biden's like, they're shaking hands, but Biden has his hand on Pence's shoulder, mm-hmm. and he's like, now listen, Mike, this is a really, really important. He's like, no, I understand the role of the vice president is a really serious job. And he's like, no, Mike, the memes. Yeah. I don't think we'll ever, like, and maybe it's just because of the generation that we're in right now, but we didn't have with Bush, like, real memes. We had Bushisms. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we're going to get just, like...
They're not going to be just Trumpisms.
I don't think we're going to get, like, Trump and Pence memes. I think we're just going to get, like...
Hallelujahs.
I think it's just going to be, like, fuck. General groaning from the mass audience. Yeah. Like, this isn't funny.
Yeah.
I meant hallelujahs as when he's walking out of the presidency.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not hopeful, but I'm trying.
Ice cream's going to be illegal?
No.
I'm definitely moving to Canada.
Yeah, fuck that. Ice cream is the best food in the world.
I'll make my own.
But it's illegal, Casey.
I'll make my own.
You'll be like a moonshiner.
Yeah.
Them ice cream speakeasies, man.
Sounds like a good time.
It does actually.
I'm out of water.
Oh.
It's the end of the world.
That means it's time to end the podcast, yeah. I guess.
Man, it's going to be dehydrated if we don't end soon. And, oh, man.
Well, it is about time.
It's 1:45. We've been talking about politics and Biden memes for an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a long time. Late
start.
Yeah.
Are there any more questions from our audience? As we wait in silence for 2 minutes because there's a lag. We can move on to recommendations if we have any.
Yeah.
I have one.
I recommend Pink Zebra products. For those of you that don't know, because probably most of you don't know, it's like wax sprinkles. They're all like soy based. There's no chemicals in them or anything, and they really smell good.
I think we need to explain what wax sprinkles are.
Oh, they're like wax melts that you find in Walmart, but better.
For what purpose?
Make your house smell nice. They're like candles. Candles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like sprinkles, like you put them on cupcakes.
No.
Because I totally would have tried them but and they put them on cupcakes and be like, what the fuck, Casey?
Some of them do smell so good that you just want to eat them, but I really do not recommend you. You can eat them because, like I said, they're soy-based, so you'll be fine, but they really, really smell good. I have an addiction. I also have an addiction to Jamberry, which I don't think John appreciates.
I sometimes have a hard time buying things from friends. I think that's the big turnoff to things like Pink Zebra and Jamberry.
Oh, it's just the trying to coerce your friends into buying shit from you.
Because I understand that's not like the objective.
It is for some of them though. It depends on the company, I'm sure.
Like, you have a party, that's you trying to coerce your friends into buying stuff.
Yeah.
But the two that I go through, the one I work with, so then I went to a party so far. There's another one next week that I'll go to. But I'm not going to have a party. I'm not going to, because I know a lot of my friends aren't either going to show up for one or just can't afford it. Even though they're not super expensive, it's like $8 for a jar, $25 for a carton. You can just Google it to see what I mean by those. And they last, but the shipping is ridiculous. It's like $8 right off the bat for shipping.
Yeah. Although, on the flip side, usually their product quality is better when it's a thing. Like Tupperware is the big one I can think of.
Yeah, like Pampered Chef.
I'm strictly talking about, like, it's 1990. We're having Tupperware parties. Like, I don't think there's any product that was what Tupperware was that was to that caliber, even though it had that same sort of like sales process. the fact that we call things like Tupperware, like call it by Tupperware, is just like
Ziploc.
Enough in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, John Oliver actually did a really good
piece the MLMs,
on the multi-level marketing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, another reason why I don't want to do those.
Yeah.
Plus, nope. I don't have time.
No, I've got enough coworkers that got sucked into those.
Yeah.
Yep, I get non-business emails about those regularly at work. Ugh. Also, when their children are selling things for fundraising, which I also think is the stupidest thing ever.
I don't mind those so much because Girl Scout cookies are really good.
Girl Scout cookies are different than...
It's different than buying stuff for your school.
Yeah, school fundraising is what I'm talking
about. No, that's stupid. I'll agree.
Yeah. Like, here, buy these candy bars off of my child. The candy bar is $4 and a quarter of it goes to my school. Like, that makes me angry. I'd rather just give your school a quarter.
Yeah.
Like,
or the $4 for that matter.
Yeah.
I'm not that hard up for $4.
Like, the idea is that if that's all you're getting, well,
this and is... And then the kid's trying to sell so many things because they had this little prize pamphlet. Yeah.
And
so,
then they want the stupid radio that's going to break in 2 minutes.
Yep. Yeah, but they had to sell like $300 worth of stuff, so you're just trying to hawk everything out of your coworkers. Mm. And then there's a party with blow-up crap. And then you really hope your name gets picked to go into the money pit and get as many dollars as you can so you can take the money home and buy more shit.
Damn.
But of course, your name doesn't get picked in the 3 years that you're in middle school. I'm not sour about this at all, clearly. Oh. Yeah, I hate those things. I'm fine with Girl Scouts. I will do Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. But fucking school fundraisers.
I'm glad you started laughing, too. Girl Scout cookies are where it's at. I don't have a recommendation, unless I'm just going to repeat. Oxenfree is really good. It's
Oh, that's terrible. Fundraising story from one of our viewers. Local comic shop owner's grandkids go to a Catholic school. They each have to sell $105 raffle tickets. Parents have to buy whatever doesn't sell. Now, that's just bullshit.
Jesus.
Because you're already paying them tuition.
Yeah.
If it's a Catholic school.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, that's just bullshit.
That's literally saying you have to give us $500.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care where it comes from.
Yep.
Yeah, that's just a shakedown. I would tell them to go fuck themselves.
Also, I wouldn't send my children to a Catholic school.
Yeah. That's fair.
I went to a Catholic school. I wouldn't do that to someone.
The one that I went to was, it was a college for me, but it was the most bizarre mix of, like, a radical, like, almost like feminazi type feminist Catholic school.
Oh, geez.
It was really, a really bizarre combination. You would not expect that.
Like, the Catholic school that we have that both of my sister-in-laws work at, it's actually fairly close to a normal public school. You obviously pay tuition and they still have, you know, like pray time and whatnot.
Pray time.
Whatever it is. I'm not versed in this at all, but it's still like a really good educational program. Versus
That's what I've heard about Catholic schools. Regardless of the religious doctrine, the education quality is very good.
That is one of the only reasons I would think about putting my kids through one, especially if we're in an area where the actual public school is shit.
Which is a problem and probably will continue to be a problem for a while.
Mm-hmm. Especially since those unions got kicked out of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I kind of see school, for the most part, I feel like school is really more learning how to socially interact with people of your own age.
That's what it seems like these days.
Super important.
Because I feel like what you do at home as far as education is a lot more important for kids than what they do at school.
I have mixed
and part feelings. Of that's learn and part of that's learning by example. You know, if your parents read, you're more likely to pick up a book and read as well. Our house is like, we have too many books. If anybody wants books, we will send you a book. but it's really nice that we have that advantage, because then our kid sees us reading and says, "Oh, that's," and she already picks up books and, you know, mm-hmm. she turns the pages and she babbles at them, and you know, it's just she's trying to read. It's pretty cute.
That's adorable.
But no, I guess I don't personally see the point of college prep classes when your freshman and sophomore year are basically just repeating high school anyway. So
I didn't do any of those. I didn't take any AP courses. I just skated by through high school.
I did the International Baccalaureate program for my first 2 years of high school, and then wound up starting college after that. The IB program was considerably harder than my senior year of college.
I believe
it was
that.
It was stupid. And the benefit of that was 1 year worth of college credits at a few select universities, and that was it. There was no the cost was so high compared to the benefit, and you also sacrificed the possibility of starting college early, because in Minnesota, where I went to high school, they have a program where you can, in your junior or senior year of high school, if you can get into a college that will accept you, they mm-hmm. will the state will pay the tuition for yeah. you. Yep. They'll pay for your books and everything. So you can either have 2 years worth of college credits, or you can get a special diploma when you're done with high school that gives you maybe 1 year.
It was
a really stupid trade-off.
I think, like, for me, I did high school. Like, I got through high school. Mm-hmm. And then I took a year off. And it was more like a year and a half. And I just kind of, like, did life and enjoyed it. And then I started school, and I always on the dean's list every semester, always did well in my classes. It was never an issue. But I also think I'm that person who is that, like, lazy, unmotivated smart, where, like, I don't have to study because I barely paid attention in class and still absorbed everything.
Yep. You sound like John. Hate people like you.
That's how I was, too, truth be told. And it really taught me some terrible study habits.
Exactly. Because you're just like, I don't need to study because I already know this. And then when you actually need to study, it's a problem.
Yep. Minnesota is a great state, by the way. Even now, they're still doing very well.
Yeah, I'm a little sad that I don't live in Minnesota because they're infinitely better. Except for their snow right now.
Yeah. Their winters are considerably harsher. Winters here are very mild.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have friends of mine who live just out of the cities now. The friends who were living in Seattle, so now I can't stay with them when I want to go to Seattle. Mm-hmm. But I can stay with them when I want to go to the cities. So, fair trade.
I mean.
But, yeah. It's cold up there.
Mm-hmm.
And snowy.
You think it's cold down here, and then you go up there. It's like, Jesus.
I have a friend who lives almost near the Canadian border, and I'm just like, how do you do it?
Yeah.
Like,
one of my exes was from Nova Scotia, and when he came to visit me, it was February, and he was just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's not as bad out there.
No, Nova Scotia's not bad at all.
Because they live on the coast. Shore, yeah. I have friends in Nova Scotia, so
yeah, I'm just like... he was just like, why is my face hurt?
Yes, it is. It is not. There are parts of Canada that are not as bad as Wisconsin, which is mind blowing.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's the problem with school. Somebody's commenting. School is pretty easy until the advanced classes like Calc. That's a problem for people like us who absorb things easily. You know, as we just kind of learn to just sit there like this and pretend we're listening, and then we just kind of get it.
Yep.
And then we have really terrible study habits when Calc comes around, and we're just like, oh, I actually have to try for this.
My favorite part is someone who went to school for English, there was literally minimal studying that needs to be done. You read the book, you wrote the paper.
Yeah.
I became the master of writing a paper less than 6 hours before it was due and still getting an A on it. There is a problem in our education system when that is a thing.
Most of my nursing school, same thing.
I think that's but it also makes me wonder, like, what are people, like, how does that get you a good grade? And then you see people who, like, actually put an effort.
And they just don't get that good grade.
Yeah.
Casey's giving me the look.
I'm sorry, Casey. If you need help writing papers, I'll help you.
I'm done with school. Thank you very much.
I have been paid to write papers for people before.
I mean, I've had a few really good grades, but still, it's just like some grammar shit. Like, commas are in the wrong spot, so it cost me a whole letter grade, and it just...
That's just a Nazi teacher.
I would punch that teacher in the face. He was a grammar Nazi.
That teacher, but...
Punctuation is such a complex thing. Like, literally, if you get a period at the end of a sentence, and your comma is in a location where it seems like you would naturally pause or take a breath, you shouldn't dock someone's grade. Because fucking semicolons and colons and commas in the right location are just confusing. Unless it's...
Semicolons are the best punctuation, though.
But they are hard.
They are hard. But they're the best.
They're cute.
It wasn't even in an English class.
Oxford commas, on the other hand.
Nobody fucking knows how Oxford commas work.
I will defend them.
They are the best.
They are necessary.
They're absolutely necessary. I've had professors dock me points, and I have actually sent them links to...
Yeah. Yep.
To educate them on how commas work. They did not give me a better grade. As a result, they got pretty irritated, actually. But
I had a friend who got docked for using the British spellings of words. Basically, like, throwing it in a U.
Yeah.
And because the instructor said that this isn't how you actually spell. And I was just like, okay, I know that that's how I spell naturally, and I have to fix it when I write a paper.
Yeah.
Because that's just, I'm weird. But I'm just like, how can you do that to
color
a student?
Color does have a U in it.
It should have a U in it. Yeah. So should favorite.
Yeah.
Because favor has a fucking U in it.
It does.
Casey's just like, I don't know how to spell these words.
And now we learned why Casey did not absorb stuff in class well.
Yeah, hey, so at least I get the theirs right.
Yeah, British spelling is the correct spelling.
Theirs are hard too. You know what's harder about theirs and yours? When you swipe them on your phone.
Oh, and it auto-corrects
every time. Yes.
Your phone never gets it right.
I have people call me out and they're like, Amanda, aren't you an English major? And I'm like, fuck you, I swiped this. I don't care. I'm not going to go back and reread it because you think I'm not smart.
I'm really anal and I do go back and reread it and change it.
I will add commas in my text messages and everything.
You guys don't text me very often.
I was never
often.
Sure if gray was supposed to be spelled with an E or an A. I always did an E myself.
The unofficial ruling is that in the British spelling of it is E for England, and the American spelling is A for America, and it's appropriate.
Is that a mnemonic, or is that how they actually like determined it?
I'm pretty sure that's how it's determined.
That's really dumb.
Or you can just spell it with a U.
Croy. That's Australian spelling.
I hate the gray is an unfortunate word. It is. When you're looking for something that requires you to search for it, you have to try
both ways.
Spellings.
Yeah.
Should we just start yelling for Andy now? So you guys want to listen to talk about spelling all night? It's also dark out already.
It is. Fucking Wisconsin and
it's not even daylight savings time. This Benjamin Franklin's
We really just like put the time ahead or whatever it is opposite from what just happened half an hour and then just be done with it?
Well, the best part about daylight savings time is historically Ben Franklin actually wrote an article about daylight savings time, and it was a joke article. It was his way. It was like a troll, basically. It was him saying that shifting the clocks would make our. It was his troll. He put his troll face on, and people fucking believed him. They didn't get the sarcasm, and they
tort like daylight savings.
And they now it's a thing, and it's just like.
I don't like the inconsistency of it.
Nobody does. That was his point.
My thing is, like, now that there are countries and states that don't adhere to it.
Yeah. You fucking Arizona.
You
and
can't
fucking
like,
Hawaii.
Be like, okay, well, it's 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, which means it's 6 p.m. on the East Coast. No.
Except if you're in Arizona, it's 5 p.m. still.
Yep. So that's the problem that I have with daylight savings, is if it were consistent globally, I don't think it would be, like, it's stupid.
It'd still be a pain in the ass, and it'd still be stupid.
It would be less, like, infinitely less.
It wouldn't
less.
Work, though, because if you think of the other hemispheres, it would make their time more confusing.
Yes.
Yeah. So why do it?
Because we're Americans, and we need to make everyone do everything that we do.
We don't need to go back to the customary system. I'm okay with adopting the metric system.
It is easier.
Feet and inches suck.
They are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
How, with something
and
is 56 inches, how many feet is
or
that?
Grams are better, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Andy.
I was just about to message him.
You want to talk grammar with us?
No. Are you done?
Yeah.
Yes. We were supposed to say bye.
Bye!
When are we podcasting again?
I don't know.
Like 2 weeks. I don't know.